Mutant Force, log entry number 5, submitted by Robert Conway.
August 23rd, 1986. We left that day running along invisible pillars made by Mental Storm, alias the hovering figure. I kept wondering if he would stop making them and watch us fall to our deaths. I could see him standing above us with an evil smile and then leaving us to die slowly and painfully. I remember looking back at the battle scene. The Hellions were all out cold except for Cat's Eye, who was in human form now. She really trusted me back there. Maybe I will get a chance to go back and get her. She wasn't a bad person, none of them were, except for maybe Empath. They were just brainwashed by Ms. Frost. I wonder what happened with Angelica. Ms. Frost seemed to have special plans for her. I pray nothing terrible has happened. It seems I made the right decision, though. This group is not a band of mutant killers. In fact, they had only been together for a few days before I met up with them in the park. However, I was wrong about one thing. Mental Storm is not the leader of the group. Kaldin is. He's an alien. He came to Earth to observe and improve it. His race is very powerful and mastered all the physical, mental, and technological standards of their sector. Kaldin is a representative from this race and was ordered to share his knowledge and abilities. When he got here, he saw the way mutants were treated and found it ridiculous. According to him, mutants were human salvation. Listen to me talk. I can't believe this is all making sense to me. Only a year ago, my only worries were to graduate with good grades and win football games. My life has changed so much. Now Kaldin says he would like me to lead the team, while he serves as our teacher. What makes me qualified to lead anything? He says I was born with the ability and he chose me so I could exercise it. Sure, I was team captain, but that's different. For whatever it's worth, I've agreed to try. That is why I'm writing this journal, or logbook. Kaldin says it is important to keep track of my thoughts and of the events that occur. He has faith in me, but I don't know if I can pull it off. For starters, there's Mental Storm. He's a tough nut to crack. He acts very cocky and superior to all of us except Kaldin. He says very little, and what he does say is usually boastful or ridiculing. Kaldin says he is an injured soul wrapped in a tight shell, whatever that means. I don't know if I can rely on him, or expect to receive any support from him. Only he and Kaldin know how he came to be with this group. His power seems to be creating invisible forces, or supports. According to Kaldin, this is an early form of telekinesis. Diamondback, though, is a different story. He is very friendly and fun-loving. He revels in his power. His real name is Tim Heston, and he can change his body into diamond. However, the material is not as hard or resistant as true diamond, but this is a marvelous power. However, having super strength can be dangerous. It would be untrue to say Tim is clumsy, but rather foolhardy and too anxious. He just rushes into everything without thinking. That could cause problems when there's a need for subtlety. Then there's Kaldin, our mysterious mentor. He's told us where he's from and why he's here, but I can't help feel that he's not telling us everything. He told us we'll be the key to finding the peace between humans and mutants. How the blazes are we supposed to live up to that? I suppose this is what Kaldin is trying to accomplish. Well, in trusting me, I think he has made an error. I am not totally in control of my life or my emotions. Not yet in terms with all these changes. It's not a good time for added responsibilities. I still feel terrible and helpless when I think about Samantha. And quite frankly, I miss my mom.